O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Mark 1, verses 14 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Never Gave Up by Ghost Ship, featuring Liz Weiss. Deep chords are decorated with light percussive taps. The vocal verses unfold like a melancholy ballad as the lyrics address our frequent failures as sinful humans. As the music builds, the text shifts to the ways God never gives up on us, from unwriting our shame to forgiving all of our wrongs.
All of the hours wasted, all of the moments missed, another promise broken, another failed attempt, all of the years pretending, all of the unbelief, another night of worry, another dawn of grief. You never gave up, you never gave up on me. You'll never give up, you'll never give up on me.
All of the indecision, all of the restless days, another disappointment, another hidden shame. You never gave up, you never gave up on me. You never gave up, oh, you never gave up on me.
Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. After John was arrested, Jesus went to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. As he passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, Simon's brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Follow me," Jesus told them, "and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Going a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, putting their nets in order. Immediately he called them, And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. In this passage, we see the beginnings of Jesus' mission. And it starts in a way that's reminiscent of how ancient kings like Saul and David gathered loyal followers. The setting is particularly striking, as it comes just after John the Baptist's imprisonment, underscoring the serious and dangerous path Jesus was embarking on. Jesus' return to Galilee marks a pivotal point. He's not just coming back. He's bringing the incredible news of God's love and forgiveness. This message is more than words. It's embodied in Jesus himself. And Mark's gospel paints this as a key moment in history. God's kingdom is making its entrance on earth, not with loud fanfare, but still in a deep and profound way. And what stands out in this story is how quietly God's kingdom arrives. It's not a big show for everyone to see. It's a gradual, almost unnoticed change, revealed only to those open to see it. This is the mystery of the kingdom that Mark wants us to understand. God works in ways that we might not expect. The heart of this passage is Jesus calling his first disciples, regular guys like Simon, Andrew, James, and John, busy with their daily jobs as fishermen. These are the ones first invited to a grand adventure. And this is how God's call often comes to us. While we're caught up in our routines, going about our lives, Jesus can meet us in that place and call us to follow him. This decision may not require us to abandon our current occupations, but it certainly will bring new purpose to them. The story challenges us to think about how we respond to Jesus' invitation today. Are we ready to embrace this new journey with him? Are we willing to have our lives uprooted and transformed by him? Today, let's reflect on how we're answering Jesus' call. How can we be fishers of men in our daily interactions? Following Jesus helps us to find extraordinary purpose in our ordinary lives, bringing the light of his love and grace wherever we go. Let's walk this journey with him and with open hearts, ready to be part of the quiet yet powerful movement of God's kingdom on earth. Close with this prayer from St. Augustine. Unto you will I offer up an offering of praise. Late have I loved you, O beauty ever old and ever new. You are within me and I without, and there I sought you. You are with me when I was not with you. You called and cried to me and pierced my deafness. You shone and glowed and dispelled my blindness. You touched me and I burned for your peace. Amen.